Well, he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. The last time I read my Bible, it said every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord everywhere. The saints used to say he's Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. That's correct. He is Lord. He runs everything. He rules and super rules. He is the supreme authority who's in absolute control of everything. And because of that, we understand that there's power when we come together and do what? Pray, because he's Lord. You know, the Bible declares that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Isn't that what your Bible says? Well, guess what? If that's what the word of God declares, that's what it is. And we must understand that there's power when we come together and intercede. There's power when we touch heaven. We must understand that all of these things that we're going to reach can only be reached when we come together and pray. Again, I told you that the reason I take my time to talk to you about prayer is I want you to understand something. Okay. The reason I talk to you about these things is because you do not do what you don't understand. And I really want you to understand prayer so that you can know how to pray. Now, some people, and I'm even going to be intentional in teaching for those who are leading prayers in KCC, because I still see them going to God asking and asking and asking. And they're really praying like they're still under the old covenant. They don't understand that we're under a new covenant now. And because we're under a new covenant, we are seated together with him in heavenly places. See, notice Jesus said in Mark 11, he said, have faith in God, which is really the God kind of faith. That's Mark 11, what's that, 22? He said, have the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith doesn't talk to God about their problems, but they talk to their problems. They speak to trees and command trees to wither up. They speak to their sons and command their son to be saved. Romans 4:17, even God which quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Are you listening to me? That's the purpose of prayer. You have the power to turn things, to shift things, to move things. See, there's power when you are consistent in prayer, when you are persistent in prayer. It's not about how long you pray. It's not about how long you pray and what words you say, but it's about how persistent you are in prayer. Remember in Luke, the Bible declares that that woman kept going to God. She kept going. And the Bible lets us know that the judge didn't care nothing about her or her God. But because she kept wearing him out, because of her continual wearying, he gave her what she needed. Well, you must understand that everything that you need in the new covenant has already been provided. What do you mean? You are not trying to be healed. You are healed. The Bible declares in 1 Peter 2, by whose stripes ye were healed. Are you listening? See, Isaiah 53 didn't say by whose stripes you are healed, but the Bible said by whose stripes ye were healed. That puts it in the past tense. You are already healed. When did you get healed? You got healed at Calvary 2,000 years ago. You got blessed at Calvary 2,000 years ago. You got delivered at Calvary 2,000 years ago. But all of the things that have occurred in your life has already taken place, but it is done in the spirit realm. Remember, the Bible lets us know that Moses built a tabernacle, but he built it according to the pattern that he saw in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Did you get that? Whatever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. Now notice, earth is in the present tense, but heaven is in the past tense. Yes, Prophet Khan, preach under the anointing. I said heaven the earth is in the present tense, but the heaven is in the past tense. So the number one thing to do, find out and understand is what is heaven's will concerning this matter. 1 John, but this is the confidence that we have that if we ask anything according to his will. Well, healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. The salvation of your family is the children's bread. For you to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. All of those are covenant promises that belong to the believer that Jesus purchased. That's the word called redeemed. That's a financial term, redemption. He purchased your healing. He purchased your deliverance. He purchased the sanity of your mind. He purchased your prosperity. He purchased all of these things. All of these things were purchased at Calvary. You understand? But I need you to understand that just because the money is in the bank doesn't mean that the money is in your hand. Right now, I can write you a check for $1 million, and the $1 million is in the bank, but you have to cash the check. And the way we cash what's in our account is through prayer. I hope somebody is getting this. I said the way that we cash what God has for us is through prayer. Everything you need is in heaven. That's your bank. Everything you need is in glory. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches where? They're in glory. Everything you need is in heavenly places. But it is your job to cash it in prayer so that it does not stay in heaven, but it comes on earth. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but the reason we are on this line praying is because we understand that although things have been spoken and declared and prophesied, you have to pray those things into existence, all right? If we don't pray, there will be no revival. Every revival, every move of the Spirit, every breakthrough, every turnaround that happened in Scripture came as a result of prayer. Ordinary people, not apostles, not prophets, not evangelists. They left their titles at the door. They came together and they prayed. The only thing that made William Seymour, the only thing that made Charles Harrison Mason, the only thing that made R.C. Lawson and G.T. Haywood, S.C. Johnson, amen, Jack Cole, Evans Roberts, Catherine Coleman, all of these people, Oral Roberts, Mariah Whitworth Ellis, Amy Simple McDonald, Pearson, John G. Lake, just to name a few. The only thing that made these men powerful was not that they were perfect, but it was because they prayed. The reason you don't pray, okay, is because you're sick or because you broke. But and that's what happens to a lot of people. The minute the enemy attacks your body, you lack in prayer. The enemy goes attacking your finances, you come down in prayer. But I understand that I have to pray because the only way I'm going to get the mind of God concerning a situation is I must pray. And I'm talking about I must pray according to the will of God. Well, Prophet Karn, I don't know the will of God. Well, that's when you use your prayer language. Mele, lila lama, lankanduli meklistele ontolodosna, balaklistele ankalalabayala. Yam valado sile mentele de kleshtolo, rupu solumo ukumfala, leben gede, I ganduri bi gigenstenele, lankatuni mi asa, la dosne, ey mala, shikala mandala husa, dile andala kisna. That's when you use your prayer language. Why? Because when we don't know what to pray as we ought, the Spirit himself maketh intercession. Are you listening? We don't know what to pray. When a situation arises in your life, you pray and say, Lord, I'm lifting up my son. I don't know what to pray, but I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. And you go to praying in the Spirit. Lord, there's a situation going on. You walk into the hospital room, and you need to find the mind of God. We need to find out what to pray against, what to address. Are you listening to me? Sometimes you're rebuking blindness, and they don't need blindness rebuke. They need a new cornea, and you got to pray for God to produce a new cornea. You got to know how to pray. Are you listening to me? These are the ways we pray. We hear the mind of God concerning situations, and we do that by the Spirit, because your flesh doesn't know, but your spirit man does know. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible declares that suddenly a sound came from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. How did that happen? That happened through prayer. Things don't just happen. Are you listening? Things don't just come to pass. They come to pass as a result of prayer. And if we don't pray, the church, the body of Christ at large, is going to find ourselves in the same place, all because we won't give ourselves to prayer. We must find ourselves in prayer. We must find ourselves calling on the name of the Lord. Are you listening to me? Because when you pray, Mokosha, Menkanini, Italados, Udandala Kitala, Labale Estele Ondololoboshita, when you pray, things will begin to happen in your life like you have never, ever, ever seen before. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the miraculous, and I'm ready to pray. Why am I ready to pray? Because I know that nothing is going to happen in my life until I begin to pray. Nothing will take place. Nothing will shift. Nothing will change. Nothing will turn, Kalabasha, until we begin to pray. Are you listening to me? We want to pray right now. We want to pray. We want to pray. Yes. That's what we love to do. Lay hands on yourself and say, I love to pray. Say, I'm anointed to pray. Say, I'm graced to pray. We are praying 2 Samuel chapter 15. Glory to God. I said 2 Samuel chapter 15. We are praying that. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Glory to God. And look at what it says. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Galop, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. We understand through this scripture that Absalom turned on his father. And the way he turned on his father was he used someone that was close to his father by the name of Ahithophel. Ahithophel was a man that when he spoke, it was as if he spoke as an oracle of God. He was the kind of individual that when he said something, they believed it was God talking. The conspiracy was strong. We are getting ready, Kalabashata, to counter every conspiracy, every plan, every conspiracy, every cage, every agenda of the enemy that the enemy is planning against your life. We are countering every conspiracy. Lift your voice. Ha! Mukushe, lela la mandala kita la makusa. Give us Jeremiah. Come on, I just heard that scripture hit my spirit. Jeremiah chapter 11. Jeremiah chapter 11. Glory to God. That one just hit me in my spirit. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. There's a conspiracy going on. Whenever you see the enemy attacking one of your sons or your daughters, whenever you see that there's an issue that keeps coming up, an issue that keeps attacking your marriage, an issue that keeps attacking your finances, that keeps attacking your name, that keeps attacking your ministry, your business, you got to understand there is a conspiracy that is going on. But we are countering every conspiracy in prayer. Raise your right hand. Ha! Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I counter every conspiracy. Say it again. I counter every conspiracy. One more time. Say, I counter every conspiracy against my life. Now. Now. Zay, Mala, Limandele, Ilalabashato, Mukandele Kitaya. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I counter every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot, every conspiracy that is being botched in the womb of the enemy, every conspiracy that is in a satanic womb, that is in a satanic incubator, every conspiracy against my children, against this nation, against this family, every conspiracy against Russia and Ukraine, America, against Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky. Father, I thank you. Every conspiracy that is going on in the church, that is going on in my house, that is going on in the house of those connected to me, any conspiracy that is in the land, any conspiracy that is on the social scene, I declare that every conspiracy shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. I come against every conspiracy, against my life, against my legacy, against my future, against my name, against this nation, against my land. By the word, I declare that it shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. No conspiracy within, no conspiracy without. I declare that it will not stand. No political conspiracy, no financial conspiracy, no religious conspiracy, no family conspiracy, no conspiracy will be able to operate in my path, in my sphere. No conspiracy will be able to operate in my space. It shall not stand. I bind every attack of the enemy. I bind the nobles of the enemy that the enemy would attempt to use to destroy my life. Every man, every woman who is being used by the enemy in a conspiracy against my life, against my future, I declare that their conspiracy will not stand, neither will it come to pass. I counter it, I cancel it, I destroy it, I uproot it. I command every conspiracy to receive fire. I said receive fire. I said receive fire. Hey, 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 Masha. Hey, Mikandolo. Robo robo sutuleme. Le mandili kitala. Landala kushaba. Menkele de oza. Zile de ondala kutaya. Mandele kitala hoza. Zala, lulele biancatula, limanda la kusaya, ye, 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 be, yaba, zi, ye, yankanu, likanka la bakuba, libendi libi andolo lobo shata, ekebe ekandala kidia, e bangabuku vizili, vile gandele ekasha, hala jengele, likampalanu, untaladi anzala hataya, manolobo hosoya, hey, we command every conspiracy to be countered. I cancel it. I disrupt it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. I command every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot. I command it to be roasted. I command it to be burned up. Every conspiracy that is being batched in the devil's hospital, every conspiracy that is being operated in the NICU of the satanic hospital, may that NICU be destroyed. May that incubator be disrupted. I cancel every conspiracy in the name of Jesus. Orabashande, Erabasiko, Ulandele Kitalamasa, O Basha. Ebashatila andele me indelele mandele be kokola basita uku uku mukunini mikiendele me arabasha kandala la bosa. Isaiah chapter 8 elobo sutola manda yembebe kilanda lakiza ilala babo hosha yende Yandebe Milanda la Kutalabasa Labokusha. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. You know why? Because God is with us. I said, God is with us. Try it again. I said, God is with us. Raise your right hand. We are not concerned about those who are planning against us, those who are scheming against us, those who have an agenda against our life. We are not concerned. We are not bothered. We are not alarmed, because whatever they gather, it will not go unpunished. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, let them scheme. Let them gather together. For it is written, they will not go unpunished. Say in the name of Jesus, any individual who is working against me, who is planning against me, who is gathering against me, tonight, as I lift my voice and pray, I declare they will not go unpunished. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that whatever they are scheming and planning against my life, whatever they are gathering for my demise, I declare that they should not go unpunished. Anyone who is devising my hurt, anyone who is devising my downfall, anyone who is devising and planning to destroy me, I command them to be broken in pieces. I command every conspiracy to be broken in pieces. Every conspiracy in the regions of the sea, every conspiracy in the regions of the underworld, I command you to take your counsel by heaven and earth, and I bring to halt every counsel of the wicked. I command the gathering places of the wicked to be destroyed. I command the tables of the wicked to be overturned. Every evil word, every evil pronouncement, every word spoken against my life, against my children, against my family, against my husband, against my wife, against my finances, against KCC, against Charlotte, against Jacksonville, against Houston, I proclaim that it will not stand. 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 Neither will it come to pass. Because God is with us. Lava, Lasha, Leshe, Misho, Mukuni, Likandelebe, Libandili mi Azo, Libandili mi Ikadai, Lakalandala Kuzaya. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. For God is with us. I declare that God is with Brian Carr. I declare that God is with KCC. Raise your voice and declare that God is with you. Declare that God is with your family. God is with my mother. God is with my father. God is with my son. Open your mouth and declare that. Open your mouth and decree it. God is with you. Every satanic word, every curse word that is spoken against me, every word that came from a beast, every word that came from a witch, from a warlock, from a false prophet, I declare that it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mikoshe. Hey, Milandeleketo. Lutalama. Robo Salumande. Mikandili Mikia. Ilalabobo Shata. Hey, hey, hey. Malabashata. Iandale Mekolobo Situle Lemanda. Ikadili Anza. Ikadili Andalakuya. Valadiste Lebeke Selimantolobo Ukubasi. Lelandili Kitolobo Hoya. Lazi. Langangandili Bigigandolobo Gubashia. Meledebahosa. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying one more prayer. John chapter 1. And the word was made flesh. Do you know it took thousands of years for that word to become flesh? I believe from now to the time of Jesus, from the time of Jesus to now, it's been 2,000 years, 2,022 years actually. Some have suggested that before that, 4,000 years. Some have suggested millions of years. I just want you to understand that Jesus was in the mind of God for thousands of years before he never manifested on earth. But a praying woman by the name of Anna interceded. And next thing you know, here come a baby. We are declaring that the word becomes flesh. That every word spoken over our life will become flesh. That every promise spoken over our children will become flesh. That every prophecy that is hanging in time becomes flesh. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. We declare that the word must come flesh. We command the prophecy to become flesh. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every prophecy hanging over my life is becoming flesh now. I thank you that every promise that is hanging over my life is becoming flesh now. Every word spoken over my children, spoken over my husband, spoken over my wife, spoken over my church, spoken over my business and my finances, I command every word to become flesh now. I command a manifestation. I command a manifestation. I decree, I command a manifestation. I decree a manifestation. I declare that there shall be a manifestation of every promise that is spoken over my life, every word that has been decreed over my life, every word that came from heaven. I declare that it shall come to pass. Every good thing, every good word spoken over KCC, spoken over Brian Karn, spoken over my children, spoken over my finances, I declare a manifestation. I declare that the word of the Lord shall come to pass. We command the manifestation. We decree a manifestation. We declare a manifestation by the power of God, according to the word, according to your promises, by the law that you do not lie, by the law that your word do not return. I will see a manifestation. Hey, Mikosha, Lemandili mi ikalabashata, Hobasi, Ilandolobokotaya, Yendebehe, Ilololoboboshata, Handele Mekeza. I command a manifestation. I decree a manifestation. I stand on the word that declares I have what I say. And according to that promise, I challenge. Usha, there it is. I challenge that word. I challenge that promise and declare that my children shall see a manifestation. My family shall see a manifestation. My comrades, my associates, those within and without, those around me will see a manifestation of everything that you have declared. I am a manifestation of everything that you have spoken. I declare that I will not receive 30-fold, not 60-fold, but I will be an 100-fold return of the and 100-fold return of the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of the prophet through the mouth of God. So shall it be. So shall it be established, and it is so in the name of Jesus. Yee! Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it shall be. And it shall be. Any men in Jacksonville, any men that are in Jacksonville, make it to the church tonight. I feel the anointing. I want to challenge 300 people. It's a blessing that the Lord told me some months ago on one of the clarion calls to release, hallelujah. He told me to release, tell some people to give a certain amount and have something for them. And I've had it for a while, but, you know, I've been doing these prophecies. I think I only have about 20 more prophecies to do. So, again, if you've not yet received your prophecy, reach out to the ministry and make sure that we have your email. And that was for those who sold that $500 seed. All of the people who sold that $500 seed at the beginning of the year, I believe I am completed as I get done with these last 20 names. And I'm excited about that. Glory to God. It took time. It took time listening to the Lord. And I'm having so many testimonies. I had somebody reach out to me and say that I prophesied to them and told them that they were going to receive a 9-month blessing. And when they look at the prophecy, by the way, their wife is now 9 months pregnant. And when they look at the date, it is the exact time that God said in the prophecy. Prophesied to another lady on a certain date that something was going to happen at their job, and it happened on that day. Told that somebody else that something was going to happen at their job in a certain amount of weeks, and it happened at that time. Just like God said, and I always tell people, when you receive these prophetic words, you don't always have to understand them, but say, Lord, you said this is going to happen on this day. You got your prophecy, now work it. You got your prophecy, now pray and decree it. Are you listening to me? That's the power of prayer. I want to challenge 300 of you right now to sow a seed in the ground of $30. That's what you're sowing. You're sowing a $30 seed. Dollar sign, PECJR, or briancarn.com, briancarn.org. You know the church's one, dollar sign, Kingdom City Culture, if you have to. You can give it on the app. You can give it on, what else? You can mail it in. What do you mean mail it in? P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But I'm challenging everybody to get that $30 seed and sow it right now. And listen to me. The word of the Lord is sure. It is true. And you have to stand on that word. You all have seen me prophesy on national events. You know, I prophesied that about Russia 7 years ago, and it's happening now. And somebody said something to me today. They say, well, just like you know that the national words, he says, come to pass, you got to have confidence and know that if he gave you a personal word, it's going to come to pass also. And it is true. I give myself to prayer. I, by the Spirit of God, can see much farther than most people. Most individuals who talk to me don't have no idea the knowledge, the insight, the revelation that God has already peeped me into their life. And the strange thing I have to do is sit there and listen to them tell me things that I already know, or listen to them lie to me about things that I've already know. And then the Spirit of God say, don't bust their bubble. Don't say nothing. Just hush your mouth. Just be quiet. Are you listening? So I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of God, that there's some good things happening in the life of the believer. And I want to challenge any man. You don't even have to be a member of KCC Jacksonville, but if there's any men that are in Jacksonville, I would love to sit down. We're having a men talk for about 1 hour. We're going to feed you too, by the way, and we're going to talk. I want the brothers, come on, wives, tell your husband, tell your uncle, tell them to meet me at 2104 North Main Street tonight. And I'm going to talk to them. I'm just going to pour my heart to the brothers. It starts at 7 o'clock, and I'll be looking for you. But I'm telling you that prayer works, and I see it working in my life. I've seen it work in others' lives. I see the power of prayer. I also want you to go to briancarn.com right now and sign up for the underground prayer movement. That's right. And if I was you, I would go ahead and get my hotel and get my tickets or secure my car. Everything you need to do to meet me at the Underground Prayer Movement in Atlanta, Georgia. That's going to be the 18th and the 19th of March. That's not this weekend, but that's next weekend. Guess where we'll be? In Atlanta, Georgia, praying and interceding. Amen. For this nation, for your family, for that state, for your city. Are you listening to me? We're giving ourselves the prayer. And at the end of this month is a big supernatural conference. But I'm just telling you, there's an excitement. I'm getting stirred up. There's an excitement I feel in my spirit, because I know that where you are is not your future. And I know that there's greatness. I heard that, Lord. There are three people on this line that the Spirit of God is challenging you to sow a $100 seed. I don't know who you are. I don't know when it's about. It's three of you. And some of you are saying, well, how do you know which three? I don't know. But the three people who it is, it's going to register in their spirit. They're going to hit it. And I'm even going to say this by the Spirit of grace. There's one person on this line that the Spirit of God is challenging you to sow a seed of $3,000. And y'all know I don't do this on the prayer line. I don't do this. But there's one person, you can give it online, you can give it however you need to give it. And if you give it, I will call you tonight with a word from the Lord and share with you something that I believe God is going to give me as an instruction for you. But there's one person supposed to give God a $3,000 seed. And I know that like I know my name is Prophet Karn. You are blessed. You are favored. That's $PBCJR. That's BrianKarn.com. If you're sowing it by credit card, just go to the website and sow it. And my team will reach out to you shortly. I'm getting ready to head to the men's meeting to fellowship with the brothers, all you brothers that are in KCC, Jacksonville. I expect you to be there tonight. Let's talk. Let's fellowship. Let me minister to you and talk to you and prepare for what God's about to do in KCC and around the world. Are you listening to me? There's nothing like a bunch of men who are on fire for God. And I'm believing that for KCC, that God will increase our male presence in the name of Jesus. So whoever you are, you're sowing your seed in faith. That's right. You're sowing that seed of $30. You're sowing it right now in faith, trusting God for the supernatural. I love you so much. You are favored. You are blessed. You're anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And you will never be defeated. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about prayer in the morning. That's right. We got prayer in the morning. What time, Prophet? I'm glad you asked. 6 o'clock. We have prayer. We'll be calling on the name of the Lord, believing God for the miraculous. And we'll be speaking and decreeing that tomorrow would be a good day, a great day, a powerful day, an awesome day, an unprecedented day. Amen. Tomorrow's going to be a good day for you. Tomorrow's going to be a day of prosperity. How you know? Because you're going to command your morning and you're going to have what you say. You are blessed. You are favored. Stop trying to control your life. Stop trying to run everything. That's another thing we mess up on. I felt led to say that to somebody. I'm talking to a woman that's in a relationship, a man that's in a relationship, a person who has a job before them. Faith does not operate by you knowing what the end result is all the time. All right? You have to trust God and give him the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, even if you don't know what he's going to do with it. But when I place it in his hand, I trust him to do what needs to be done. Put that relationship, put that emotion, put that situation in his hand and let him do what he wants to do with it, and you get out of the way and you trust him with your life and with your future. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. And I look forward to praying with you in the morning. That's 6 o'clock Eastern time. We're calling on the name of the Lord. You are blessed. More grace.